of engagement.
Lost or stolen? I looked on the back of my debit card. It says, if lost or stolen, please call 1-888-555-1212. So let me think about that for a moment. If I lose my debit card, I'm supposed to have that number somewhere else so I can call and report it missing? And if someone else finds it, what are the chances they will call in and report they have found it? Or would the normal everyday passerby be tempted to see if it worked? I can't tell you how many times I've used the card and entered the wrong PIN and then was told by the clerk to just run it as a credit. This means anyone else could do the same thing if they find my card. It doesn't make me feel very secure. Some people like to feel the world as a more dishonest place. I've had things stolen from me before, but usually it's my fault. I remember how excited I was to get a class ring when I was in high school. It was really nice, but they're way too expensive, and what do we know when we're 17 years old? We just know we can't live without it, so we sacrifice and get it or just have mom and dad buy it. I was working one summer cutting pine poles and stopped at a service station on the way to the stand of timber. I took off my ring to wash my hands in the bathroom and left my ring on the sink. I realized later in the day what I had done, and after a long day getting the chainsaw to work, dodging falling trees, trimming limbs, and hauling the logs to the truck, I went back to the gas station later that night, and surprise, no one had turned in a lost ring. Who would want a high school ring from another school? No one I went to high school would have been even close to where I was. It wouldn't even be their school colors, but nonetheless, the ring was gone, and someone had a new trinket. It wasn't the last ring I had stolen, although technically I lost my class ring before somebody kept it. My wedding ring was stolen one night when I was in the middle of a performance. For those of you who know who Howard Ruff is, you may be surprised to know that he likes to sing opera. In fact, I got to help him out on a show called HMS Pinafore by Gilbert and Sullivan. One of the scariest moments during rehearsals was when Howard had a kidney stone attack. I drove him home in his car, and my wife followed me to his house in our car. I knew he was in lots of pain, but I didn't know how much until I passed my first kidney stone about 5 years ago. So when the performances were finally started, we were all singing mightily on stage while someone else was going through our stuff backstage. They waited until a scene where everyone was on stage. Howard lost a couple of $100s, and they stole my wedding ring. That's right, a plain silver wedding ring. Well, really, it was white gold, but I still can't understand why anyone would want someone else's old ring. I guess someone was supporting a drug habit and needed some cash. So think about this. Whoever stole my ring has to go to a pawn shop and claim they don't want their wedding ring anymore. Or the person who usually buys their stolen goods knows better than to ask where the ring came from. Either way, it seems like more work to me than just getting a regular job. But this may be where most of us are actually dishonest without really thinking about it. On our job, our employers trust us to give an honest day's labor for our wage, and if we don't like the pay, we can always go get another job. But as a society, we tend to think our employers owe us more, somehow, and taking time off work to do our personal errands seems acceptable. Employers complain about employee theft, but is it really a big deal? The National Retail Security Survey estimated that retailers lost $15.9 billion by employee theft in 2008, and they expected 2009 to be even worse. You want abundance? Listen to what super salesman and marketing guru Joseph Sugarman says about honesty. Each time you are honest and conduct yourself with honesty, a success force will drive you toward greater success. Each time you lie, even with a little white lie, there are strong forces pushing you toward failure. Honesty can make us more successful. Dealing with the consequences of being dishonest take a much bigger toll. It may make you fail.